experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Before we get the show started, I got to answer. I got a bunch of emails from the female listeners last night and this morning asking me about some recent research that has surfaced, I guess, yesterday about the linkage between postmenopausal women who use estrogen and hormone replacement therapy and breast cancer. And I guess the research recently pointed to a higher rate of breast cancer in women who use hormone replacement therapy. You have to look a little deeper. That is propaganda being promoted by the pharmaceutical industry. Trust me on this one. Because the research actually looked at Prempro, which is a conjugated equine estrogens that is methylated, which is taxing to the liver and changes the landscape of the liver. And as a result of that, increases the risk of thrombosis and lots of heart disease markers and cancer markers. They did not look at bioidentical hormones, pure estrogen rubbed on the skin or in the form of a pellet. So those of you who are considering hormone replacement therapy and saw that research yesterday, do not be persuaded or dissuaded to continue to pursue hormone replacement therapy. Of course, the research looked at artificial forms of the hormone, actually from horses' urine, to be exact. And that is where the link to breast cancer was, and actually heart disease as well, and clotting, and so on and so forth. So, and we're going to have a show about that very shortly to clear this up as well, because I know a lot of women are worried about that. But now on to a more manly subject. Today's show is called Fit to Fight, MMA Strength and Conditioning, and my guest today is Joe Dowdell. How you doing, Joe?
I'm good, thanks.
And the reason I wanted to do this show is because I think a lot of people out there are really interested in finding out. I mean, we all train for different reasons, but very few of us train to avoid harm. There's a big difference between going into the gym and trying to up your bench press, your squat, or your deadlift, and then trying to up it because you want to make sure a guy doesn't break your jaw. You know what I mean?
Oh, for sure.
One is a little bit more serious, and you work with the latter. You work with athletes who are fighters, MMA fighters. And once they step inside that cage, the only thing that's going to keep them alive and intact is their strength and conditioning. And so I wanted to learn more about what goes into the strength and conditioning side of an MMA fighter. First of all, how did you find your way into training MMA fighters? How did that start?
Well, for me personally, I've always had an interest in martial arts and boxing. I wrestled in high school and boxed in college, got into Muay Thai when I was traveling over and living over in Europe. And then basically was introduced to one of my clients who's actually getting ready for his fight, Vitor Shaolin Ribeiro, and started studying jiu-jitsu.
The guy, the guy is a savage. You sent me a video. He's amazing.
Yeah.
He's super strong.
He's like the nicest, gentlest guy, but I just would not want any part of him.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you about, you invoked the name Muay Thai. Muay Thai has really become popular as an all-around form of self-defense. Would you, if you had to pick just one discipline, you know, Kung Fu or Jiu-Jitsu or Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu or Muay Thai, would Muay Thai win?
Wow. You know, I actually have to say that the majority of fights usually end up on the ground.
Uh-huh.
I would probably go with jiu-jitsu or even wrestling. Even in MMA, I think the guys that seem to do the best, in my opinion, are the guys that have a really good ground game. You know, striking is really important, but a guy who's really good at getting someone to the ground, it can really pretty much take away the opponent's striking ability.
And let's face it, you can get anybody you want to the ground. I mean, if a grappler comes to a puncher,
yep,
right? When the puncher throws a punch, the grappler grab his arm, lock him up, and bring him to the ground. And now you're in my territory now.
Sure. I mean, listen, when it comes to striking, there's always a puncher's chance, correct?
Right.
You know, I mean, so yeah, if a guy could always land that one shot and, you know, it could be over, right?
Right.
But the thing is, I don't know. I mean, if you get a guy that's really good on ground fighting or getting someone to the ground, and most people aren't very comfortable on the ground. So, it becomes their world.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So you feel it, one of the jiu-jitsu's, like a Brazilian jiu-jitsu or?
Yeah, Brazilian jiu-jitsu is great. I mean, nowadays what's interesting is the sport has really evolved. So really now it's MMA. You know, it used to be like guys would be come in one style. You know, they were a Muay Thai guy, or, you know, they were a wrestler, or they were just jiu-jitsu. And now guys train, they cross-train. You know, they'll train in striking, whether it's boxing or maybe Muay Thai. It's usually one of those two predominantly as far as the striking arts. And then it's a combination of wrestling and jiu-jitsu, or some sort of submission grappling. And that's the key. I mean, you have to be well balanced. You have to have, you know,
every discipline under your belt.
Yeah, you don't have to be a master jiu-jitsu guy and to be able to win, but you need to know submissions.
Right.
You don't have to be an amazing wrestler, but you need to know how to take a guy down or sprawl to avoid takedowns, and, you know, and to learn how to control an opponent.
Right.
So you need to learn to at least know how to, you know, have a decent stand up, you know, because if you don't have any decent stand up, then a guy is not going to, you know, he's not going to view it as a threat.
Right.
You know,
right.
So guys now are just well rounded. You know, they do it all.
Yeah.
And it's so different. It's way more scientific than it was in the past.
Now,
you know, and even the strength and conditioning has evolved tremendously.
And that's where I'm going next. And now, you know, I have a good friend. We talked about it off the air. He's actually going to be on the show next week. Mike Miller, who threw his hat into the MMA ring, one of the strongest men in the world, first man to ever squat 1,224 pounds. I mean, just a big, strong guy. And now he's in MMA. And how much of that strength translates over to the MMA game? If you have raw strength, can you really dominate, or can a smaller, less strong guy take you down anyway?
Well, I mean, strength is really important, I think, in MMA. Just because if you got two guys that are of equal skill, and one, the guy who's stronger is going to wear the other guy out. But skill is always going to be super important. So just because a guy is strong doesn't mean he's going to be successful. Because if he's not skillful, it doesn't matter.
Right.
You know, a guy that's got great skills, you know, a guy, strong guy could come in, barrel right in. The guy with great skills can sort of draw him in and then slap on a submission.
Right.
I mean, it's that simple. That's where jiu-jitsu, when the beginning was, you know, Hoist Gracie was sort of not very intimidating looking guy.
No.
And he was choking everybody out. I mean, big guys.
How much did the gi have to, he was the only one going into the ring with a gi. I always wondered about that.
Oh, in the beginning, that had a big factor.
Because right? Because you couldn't control him. You'd grab his collar and try to move him around, and he could actually turn, almost like a Shar Pei can turn in its skin. He was able to turn in the gi and turn around, you know?
Yeah, he used the gi tremendously to his advantage. You know, now, I mean, now, you know, the guys, nobody really goes in like that, but it's all about, you know, basically they're in there in shorts and that's it, you know, but,
yeah.
Back then, it was such an interesting thing to see.
Yeah, I know,
people
right?
I had no idea what they were getting into.
I know, it was amazing.
He was just truly amazing.
Yeah, he was great. He was great. And he popularized, I think he's one of the guys who really popularized the sport, him and Ken Shamrock and guys like that really made people look and go, wow, did you see that fight last night? And it's like, then all of a sudden it started to catch on. So we have about 30 seconds before we go into the break. Let's do this. Let's plug your website, first of all.
Okay.
It's joedowdell.com, J-O-E-D-O-W-D-E-L-L. If any of you have aspirations to train like a fighter, and you don't have to want to fight, you don't have to want to square off in the ring in order to train like a fighter. I have a big belief in preparedness. Joe and I talked about it off the air. We'll talk about it a little bit more on the air. let you people know how really weird my mind works. But anyway, you know, you may just want to be more prepared. So if something ever comes down, you're actually able to go, because most people are not able to go in this world. Most people act like they're able to go, but when it comes down to it, the only going they're doing is in the other direction. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We're talking today with Joe Dowdell. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Sissies, they want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long, because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today. Hey, this is Carl. Are you tired of your current wireless service? Were you promised low rates but ended up on an antiquated system with poor coverage and slow texting? Well, now check out Lightyear Wireless, the official wireless company of Superhuman Radio. Go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Lightyear Wireless banner to get the lowest rates for unlimited calls and texting on 3G and 4G networks. There's no reason to get substandard service any longer. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Lightyear Wireless banner and get on board with the official wireless company of Superhuman Radio, Lightyear Wireless. PJ Braun knows how to get in shape and stay in shape. He's appeared in numerous bodybuilding and fitness magazines, and now he's ready to help you. Whether you're a man or a woman, PJ Braun has the expertise to help you reach your goals faster and easier than ever before. Utilize his one-on-one distance training services, and your friends will want to know what your secret is, but we'll never tell. Services are affordable and customizable to suit your individual needs. Nutrition, training, and supplementation are all covered. Stop spinning your wheels and start building the body that you've always dreamed of. Go to pjbraun.com today. That's pjbraun.com. Find anti-aging medicine at its finest at Age Management Panama. Doctor-supervised hormone replacement therapy can give you back your life. Increased energy, muscle tone, recovery, and libido while decreasing body fat. Science-based medicine under the guidance of Dr. Michael O. Sigler. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Management Panama banner to get started, or call inside the U.S. 305-395-4199. No matter where you live, Age Management Panama can help you. Just click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free consultation today. Introducing SNI Global. SNI Global carries everything both the weekend warrior and serious athlete needs. Whether you're looking for pre-workout, post-workout, whey protein, mass builders, anabolic agents, performance enhancers, or energy boosters, you'll find it all at SNIGlobal.com. Want to train like a machine? Then get to SNI Global today. Check out their performance pack, loaded with over 10,000 grams of potent ingredients designed to increase energy, strength, muscle growth, and recovery. Go to SNIGlobal.com today. SNI Global. Train like a machine. You want to train harder. You want to get stronger. Then you want results. Results from At Large Nutrition combines four proven ergogenic ingredients: CreaPure, creatine monohydrate, beta-alanine, beta-hydroxy, beta-methylbutyrate, and dextrose. Results will dramatically increase strength, promotes blistering intensity, supports huge increases in training volume, and increase lean muscle mass. And isn't that why you train in the first place? That's why the strongest men in the world depend on results. You can find results at atlargenutrition.com. Stop complaining and get results today. Go to atlargenutrition.com right now.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Peace up. A-Town down. Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest today is Joe Dowdell. And the show today is called Fit to Fight. You know, we talk a lot about functional strength. When you talk about functional strength, you're just talking about building strength through exercise and resistance training that's going to be used for another purpose. And very few disciplines teach functional strength the way it's taught in order to be a fighter. So we're really talking about functional strength today. You may never want to square off in the ring, but being ready, like I said, going into the break is very, very important, because you never know. Joe, you're from New York, right? So you know what I'm talking about. I grew up in Brooklyn. You know, you don't know where you are and what's going to happen, and somebody, you end up in a fight, and very few people can really handle themselves in a fight.
No, you know, for the vast majority, no.
So this is a good exercise. This is good to understand some of these things. So, so let's get started with strength and conditioning. What do these guys do for strength and conditioning? Are they doing the same things that we're doing? Deadlifts and farmer's walks and all that sort of stuff?
Yeah. I mean, I use a lot of that stuff. I mean, for me, the staples, deadlifts, trap bar deadlifts, to be more specific.
Why trap bar? Explain why.
First of all, I don't have to spend a lot of time teaching, the technique of a proper technique of a deadlift.
Right.
I can safely get them into the position and have them really, put more load on the bar for them and get them to really drive their strength up. Gets the posterior chain. It also has, the grip in a neutral position, which I happen to like, as far as, most clients.
Getting back to functional strength, is one of the reasons you like the neutral position because a fighter is going to find himself typically handling another human being while his hands are in that neutral position?
Yeah, especially for pressing movements a lot. We'll use a closer grip on like dumbbells in a neutral position where elbows coming in closer to the body than out wide.
Right.
We have something called a football bar for bench press, which is it has a neutral grip handles on it, and they're actually a little fatter in grip. I love using fat grips, anything that's got a little bit thicker grip or even something called the grapple grips for our pulling exercises, just because a lot of time their weakness is in their grip, and I find that in a lot of athletes anyway.
Oh, that is true just about everywhere along the line. I mean, I remember, and I shared this with you off the air, I remember when I went from deadlifting with straps to deadlifting without straps, it wasn't just marginally more difficult, it was extremely more difficult because getting my brain to focus on my grip, which is really like the end of the line for your strength, it's like that, it's harder to focus on your grip than it is to pull the bar off the floor, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, I understand for powerlifting and stuff like that, using straps is, it might be necessary. But for me, for training fighters, I don't like to use anything. No straps, no wraps. They don't really, I'd rather have them go as natural as they can get. And, no belts, things like that. Never.
How heavy would you make an athlete go? As strong, like in other words, if you had an MMA fighter who casually in the gym developed a 500-pound bench press, would you have him do that 500-pound bench press as part of his routine, or would you say no? We're risking injury. We don't want to do that. We're going to go much lighter. You don't need that kind of strength.
Well, I mean, the thing about MMA, you deal with weight classes. So obviously, really, I mean, as strong as you can get a fighter. That's great. Does it need to be like, do you really need to have a 500-pound bench press if you're, 200-pound guy? I don't know. I mean, I'd rather maybe have a guy that can, have a lot of power endurance, that can maybe express that strength over and over and over than just express it one time.
Right.
That to me is more important. So, yes, it's great to have a big strong engine, but you need to be able to express that strength over and over. So I think that's a bigger factor. Having strength, great, but being able to utilize it for many, many times over and over the course of 5 minutes, very important.
Do you train athletes in the intervals that emulate the actual rounds that they're fighting? I remember when I was a kid, I used to box with PAL, and they used to make us do certain things for 3 minutes at a time, like jump rope, hit the speed bag, because they said it was a 3-minute round. You were working towards endurance levels.
Yes, but I do that after we focus on in the beginning, basically a typical session. They'll come in, we do mobility work. So we work on mobility stuff. We get them ready for the workout. Then we'll break into either some plyometric work or some just kind of speed agility type work. I think athleticism is really important to develop in fighters. The more athletic a guy is, he can get himself out of a lot of situations or put himself in a much more advantageous situation because of that athleticism. You look at a guy like George St. Pierre. He's an extremely athletic guy.
He looks like he could have done any sport he wanted to and been amazing.
Absolutely. I think he's one of the most gifted MMA guys in the world. You know, he's just unbelievable. And as an athlete, like you said, I think he could pretty much do any sport if he probably trained for it.
Right.
I think, you know, those are the guys to me that can really have just, you know, unbelievable potential. You look at Brock Lesnar. The guy's a great athlete.
Yeah, right. You're right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
He's not just a big, strong guy.
No.
He can move.
No.
You know,
right.
And it's going to be interesting because so can Cain Velasquez. He kind of can move too for a big guy.
Right.
You know, and that's what you're starting to see. You're starting to see not just guys that are just good fighters, but guys that are athletic and can fight.
Right. They're really upping the ante in athleticism. If you're getting guys that are coming down the pike that they're not just big guys that can hit hard, but they can stay out of your way too, because that's always been the big thing about the super heavyweight guys. It's a slow moving fight. You know, they're throwing bricks at each other, but you know, you're looking at it, it's like, this is in slow motion. Well, nowadays, some of these big guys, they move as fast as some of the lighter guys.
Absolutely. You know,
and that makes them dangerous because you know how it goes. It's like with a bullet. When you increase the velocity that a large mass is moving, what gets hit at the other end has a lot more shock.
Absolutely. I mean, taking strength and being able to apply that with speed and precision, that's dangerous.
Yeah.
That's really, from a striking perspective, from a, going and grabbing a limb quickly and slapping on your technique and then having the strength to hold on to that limb. Those are the quintessential to a fighter's, game.
And now you raised a good point. We're going to come back to something we were talking about before, grip. Obviously, you're saying to be able to grab that limb and hold on to it. Obviously, grip plays into that. That's why you use a lot of the fatter things like would you call those things that you'd use for pulling?
We have something called grapple grips.
Grapple grips. I mean, obviously you wanted something that emulates a guy's forearm, for instance.
Yeah,
you
know? like an ankle, a forearm.
What do you do for grip work to get these guys to have one of those, you know, almost like the bite of a pit bull?
Well, I mean, like I said, I try to use a lot of fat grip devices. So bigger, thicker handles. We have something we put over our dumbbells called Easy Grips. And listen, I don't make any money from any of these companies.
No, right. Sure.
I just like a product and I'm happy to promote it.
Right.
And so they go over the dumbbell itself, so it makes the dumbbell handle much thicker. So we'll use that in pressing and rowing. Anytime I can change that diameter of the grip and let them get strong, they'll get stronger. And when they go back to grab something, you know, that's of a normal grip, their strength is much higher.
Right.
And then, you know,
So you really feel the magic in building a grip is to get it to be strong at a grabbing something larger, huh?
Well, and not only that, but then, you know, take a towel, you know, and change it completely.
Oh, yeah, something that doesn't even conform, that just squashes in your hand.
Exactly. It's about changing that, because when you change that grip, whether it's like using a towel or something fatter, you change the neuromuscular recruitment pattern, even if it's the exact same movement.
Right.
You know, and that's advantageous.
Yeah,
and, you know, the thing is, too, like, you know, with a towel, especially for guys that are doing, you know, gi, if they're training with the gi,
right,
you're always grabbing the lapel, you're grabbing the pant leg, so that's a very good transfer to gi.
What about sandbags? You mentioned something about sandbags.
I love sandbags. Yeah, they're great.
I mean, just grab them and lift them. That's it, or?
Well, you know, we do hang cleans from the, you know, either power cleans from the floor or hang cleans.
Both hands at the same time. Grab two bags and just go up with them.
No, one bag just has two handles on it.
It almost looks like a duffel bag.
Exactly what it's like. Yep. A guy named Josh Henkin, he makes it a fantastic bag. I think it's Ultimate Sandbag. It's amazing. But we use them. Our clients love them. The fighters love them. It's a little more awkward, which is nice because, you know, a barbell is great, but a barbell, you know, travels very close to the body when you're doing that, doing a hang clean or power clean. And a sandbag is much more cumbersome, much like what a person would be like. They're
yeah,
not gonna,
right,
you know, sit there and be in a perfect position for you to actually, you know, pull them up and lift them. So you have a change in, and you have the sand moves around, so there's a sort of the change of, in the mass when while you're lifting. You have to adjust and accommodate for that.
It's almost like what they do when you're a fire, when you go for the test to be a fireman. They fill a, they have a bag, they have a duffel bag looking bag full of sand. They tell you, now pick this up and run up those stairs with it, because it has to, you, it, they want to see if you could run with a body.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, the
we have a 135-pound throwing dummy.
Really?
Yeah, so, sometimes.
How is that used? Do you just like throw it to the ground?
Oh, for suplexes.
Right.
You know, even sometimes just double legs, just have them, I have my guys shoot in and just, you know, right in on it, pick it up and slam it right down the mat. You know, in a sort of a conditioning way. They'll have them do it, you know, for 30 seconds.
Is the deadlift important? Matt Hughes used to be able to pick a guy up, literally put his arms around his waist, lift him up, slam him down. Was that deadlift strength there?
Yeah, I think the deadlift and you know, the posterior chain, so your calves, hamstrings, glutes, lower back, the stronger you can make that for an MMA fighter, the better. Even the extensors of the neck, that's another area I think a lot of fighters neglect and they just don't think about. But
why is the neck so important?
Man, you know, so many times that's something that people will grab onto in the clinch.
Yeah.
And you know, guillotines, neck cranks.
You want to know something? I mean, I grew up in the streets, and I learned at a very young age that if you are coming up against an opponent and you're serious about ending the fight, punch him in his throat.
Yeah.
I mean it. I mean, I've won several fights.
That's illegal in MMA, but yeah.
No, I know. Right. And, you know, and I'll tell you something about punching somebody in the throat. You have to be very careful, because there's a very, very thin line between putting them down on the ground to where they're gasping for air and putting them down and killing them.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's, you know, what, the interesting thing about MMA is, you know, self-defense on the street, and MMA is a sport. You know, it's not designed, you're not really out there to try to actually maim your opponent. You're out there to win a sporting event.
Right, right.
You know.
But unfortunately, guys get maimed, you know.
Well, you know, I think, when you get to the higher levels, you don't see it as often.
No.
Some on the smaller shows, you know, maybe things happen that guys get hurt more.
Yeah.
But you know, there's definitely an honor and a code amongst these guys.
Oh yeah, I'm not suggesting that an MMA fighter punch somebody in the throat. I'm just saying when you talked about the vulnerability of the neck, I mean, you know, it's really a weak spot for most guys, and obviously a guy who fights for a living, it's important for him to protect it. Why don't we talk a little bit when we come back about what you do to help strengthen the neck?
Sure.
How about that?
Yep.
We're talking today with Joe Dowdell. You can visit him at joedowdell.com to learn more. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at orbitnutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit orbitnutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. orbitnutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at orbitnutrition.com. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein and the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent
Testosterone
you.
Is the king of anabolic hormones.
And Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried. Because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents. But rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com.
Find anti-aging medicine at its finest at Age Management Panama. Doctor-supervised hormone replacement therapy can give you back your life. Increased energy, muscle tone, recovery, and libido while decreasing body fat. Science-based medicine under the guidance of Dr. Michael O. Sigler. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Management Panama banner to get started, or call inside the U.S. 305-395-4199. No matter where you live, Age Management Panama can help you. Just click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free consultation today.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. For those of you who are going to the website to look for the banner ad for Age Management Panama, the radio spot started running before the banner ad was put up there. So you'll have to call them at their U.S. number, 305-395-4199. The banner ad should be up there this weekend. Again, Age Management Panama, they're a new sponsor. 305-395-4199. Check them out. We're talking today with Joe Dowdell about the type of strength and conditioning that MMA guys go into. Joe, what do you do for the neck? Is there anything you do to strengthen the neck, to protect the neck?
Yeah, a couple of things. I like to use a Swiss ball and do some neck bridging on there. So I'll have the guy usually at the end of the session after, you know, we've done all the other stuff. And I also want to talk to you about, go back a little bit about the circuits.
Sure.
I'll talk to that right after about the neck stuff. But in the beginning, early on, we'll do some neck bridging on the Swiss ball. So they'll just kind of roll out, so they just press their head back into the ball,
right?
And so they're bridged, and we do that for reps at first, and then we work up for time. So because, you know, sometimes a guy will slap on something on the neck like a guillotine or some other kind of neck hold crank, and you know, the guy might be in there for 20-30 seconds, and you know, you're trying to, you know, press isometrically against that,
right?
And trying to free yourself, because you're trying to keep as much. Try to create any kind of space that you possibly can.
Right, right.
In order to keep breathing. So we'll work up to 30-second times for a single rep on a bridge, and maybe do, you know, 2 or 3, 4 reps. And then, you know, we'll do some work where we actually use a harness and do, some flexion into extension with resistance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's important in a lot of the exercise to not just train concentrically and eccentrically, but isometrically. So, you know, we'll do some things where they'll, you know, they'll lower it for a little bit of slower, so that they're controlling something, and
right,
then they'll explode. And then sometimes they'll get into a position where they'll lower it, they'll hold it, and then explode, just because you train the full contractile spectrum that
right,
you need in the fight.
Interesting.
And then going back to circuits. You know, the one thing I find sometimes is, you know, MMA, you don't need, you know, a lot of times people try to train with a lot of volume.
Right.
And they sort of neglect the intensity component. So I always try to focus the earlier part of the workout on strength, on building relative strength.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll go into a circuit. But when I do circuits with these guys, I like to use things like more like the Prowler. It's like a sled you push, and
oh yeah. You put a yoke that you put your neck in, right?
There's
like
a, yeah, that's the new version. I really like that because it's exactly like driving an opponent into the cage,
right?
Or, you know, or, you know, when you lock up and engage.
Right.
So I'll have them, you know, do that. And then I may actually have them, you know, push it back with the hands close together, pushing that top piece, that neck piece, so they have a close, and doing sort of a chest press.
Mm-hmm.
So now they're pushing the prowler. So maybe they go, you know, 75 feet or 150 feet with the legs only.
How much does that thing weigh without any plates on it?
I think it's about 60 to 75 pounds without any weight.
Okay.
But here we do it on a rubber floor, so then you have sort of the coefficient of
more
friction.
Drag. Yeah, yeah.
So it makes it even harder. And I'll use a sled with about a 30-foot rope that's kind of thick, and they'll do like hand-over-hand rope pulls, which will kind of work lats and arms.
Right.
And I'll keep them sort of in a quarter squat to half squat position, so the legs are under that sort of tension.
Constantly, so, right.
Yep. And then we'll go into using, there's something called the battling ropes. It's like a very long
yeah.
rope.
It's like,
that
it's
you,
like,
you
it's
hook
like,
around
play,
something and then
like,
you have two ends.
It's like playing double Dutch with the ropes that they use on anchors for boats.
Exactly.
Yeah, right.
And it's really great because it helps work power endurance of the upper body, and also the core. So, you know, a lot of times guys' arms get really tired at the end of the round, things like that.
Right.
You know, they have a hard time. This thing builds up tremendous power endurance in the arms and the shoulders.
Because it actually combines a resistance exercise with an aerobic exercise, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, in a sense. I mean, aerobic in a sense where, we, you know, we're, it's not really aerobic technically.
Well, maybe I mean repetition, the higher
yes.
repetition. That's what I probably should have
yep.
said instead.
Yeah. It's like a muscular endurance, a power endurance.
Right, right.
Yep. Right. Like I said, I think that's a really important quality for any fighter. Is power endurance. Not necessarily, we don't really do a lot of aerobic work at all.
But everything you do is aerobic, technically. You know what I mean? Because these guys are not stopping usually, right?
Yeah, well, like, we'll, on these circuits, we'll go 5 minutes and then recover one, sort of like a round.
Right.
And we'll do, but it'll all be using things like farmer's walk. So we kind of use a lot of the strongman type equipment.
Right.
And movements. Because I find that the carryover or the transfer to the MMA world is going to be much greater than just having a guy, you know, doing body weight lunges, you know, for 5 minutes or,
right.
you know, for a minute of this and then that. You know, I like to give them a load and really have them, you know, use some odd things and make them really, really have to work hard and really think about, it also, they get more focused on it. You know,
yeah.
If I can keep their mind kind of also kind of going, oh, okay, we're going to move to this thing. Now we're doing this. Move into this thing, and now we're doing this. It keeps them much more mentally aware during the training.
Because you keep changing up. And because sometimes if you do one thing too long, you can really burn out after a while. Like, one continuous session of something, for instance.
Yes, I want them to be focused. And also while they're doing this stuff, I'm constantly like, okay, take – you know, breathe in through the nose, out through the mouth, so that they're working on their breathing. So while they're under this sort of pressure and this sort of constant sort of work and tension, they're breathing, they're relaxing.
Joe.
So they're not relaxing in a sense where they're physically relaxing, but they're not panicking.
Yeah, they're tranquil. They're focused and tranquil at the same time.
Exactly.
Joe, what do you do for a guy who is working on his stand-up game and he wants to increase his punch? Do you make him bench press or you do something else with him?
Well, you know, in the gym?
Yeah, in strength and conditioning, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, keeping any kind of medium to close grip benching is going to be good for developing, you know, the upper body push power, you know,
right.
the pushing power. Also, we have a Kaiser equipment. So we can train at maximum speed without inertia. So you can kind of take a cable and actually throw punches.
Really?
You know, from like a getting a boxing
stance. Is it plate loaded or is it
pneumatic?
No,
it's actually pneumatic.
Pneumatic, that's what I thought.
Yeah. You know, and so, you know, they're able to express that power.
Right.
You know, and so
because the resistance is going to be equal to the power that you're exerting. So depending on how you throw the punch, you can throw a really fast flick of a punch, or you can get the pneumatic tubes to kick in and push back.
What happens is that the resistance stays constant through the range of motion. So if you have 25 pounds, it's 25 pounds from the start to finish.
Right.
So you can, and since there is no weight stack or plate, there's no inertia, so you don't have to overcome or stop it.
Right.
So you can, they can train and do like 10, 12 repetitions, at maximum speed. And on the actual machine, I can look at, there's actually something that gives me the feedback of what percentage of their maximum watts that they do for every rep. So if I want them to maintain above 92% for all 8, 9, 10 reps, I can watch that.
Yeah.
I can get instant feedback.
Interesting. And that, yeah. And that's the kind of stuff you do to increase punch power.
Yeah, it's a great way to increase punching power. Yep. Okay. I know like boxers, they a lot of times they'll use hand weights, but that doesn't really make much sense.
Well, I never understood that because the gravity is pushing down.
Yeah.
And you're trying to get the resistance to work in the same plane that your arm is moving.
Actually in opposition of the plane of movement that you want.
Right, right. The direction.
Yeah.
In the plane,
yeah.
But in the opposite direction. And I've never understood that when guys will grab a couple 5-pound dumbbells and start like sparring with them, like throwing them out. It's like,
yeah.
Well, maybe that'll make your shoulders stronger and you'll keep your hands up better. I don't know.
Yeah, that's just people not understanding biomechanics.
I think.
I mean, better would be to actually, if you're going to do it, is tie a band around your upper, your back and then
bingo.
Punch out against the band. At least, as you're punching out, the resistance is pushing back in.
That makes
a lot more sense.
Do you have these guys, we're going to go into a break, but we can come back and talk about it. Do you have these guys do speed work?
What sense?
Like, in other words, high repetition, high speed work, as opposed to building power, building speed.
We do strength speed and speed strength.
Okay, that's interesting. I want to talk about that when we come back. Let's take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about strength speed and speed strength. We're talking today with Joe Dowdell. You can learn more about him at joedowdell.com. It's JoeDowdell. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Managing insulin is key to building muscle and staying lean. Now from NeedToBuildMuscle.net, get the most effective insulin-mimicking, insulin-sensitizing, nutrient-partitioning supplement available without a prescription. Need2Slin. Need2Slin combines scientifically proven agents that shuttle glucose out of the bloodstream and into muscle, avoiding fat accumulation while simultaneously increasing insulin sensitivity on a cellular level. Need2Slin is so powerful that it should only be taken before a meal. You can get Need2Slin by visiting NeedToBuildMuscle.net. Don't risk another meal becoming fat and not muscle. Get Need2Slin today. Turinabol from PrimordialPerformance.com is a Haladrol clone. Turinabol will give you up to 15 pounds of lean body mass in as little as 6 weeks. Since Turinabol does not aromatize, there's no conversion to estrogen. Turinabol takes advantage of the patented Liquivade technology to ensure the maximum delivery of this powerful anabolic agent. Users of Turinabol report increased strength and lean gains with little side effects. Get Turinabol today while supplies last at PrimordialPerformance.com. Don't wait for Turinabol to be added to the federal ban list. Turinabol.
The federal government is more aggressive than ever prosecuting anabolic steroid-related cases. Whether you're a physician, supplement company, or citizen, ignorance of the law is not a defense. Buying from overseas pharmacies, large numbers of patients on hormone replacement therapy, and releasing new hormone-based supplements can all be red flags to the federal government. Don't take chances. You need attorneys that have years of experience defending anabolic steroid-related cases. You need J. Clark Baird and Bill Butler. Knowledge is power. Know where you stand before the federal government comes knocking. Go to SteroidDefenseLawyers.com. That's SteroidDefenseLawyers.com. Go today and be safer tomorrow.
LG Science's pre-workout performance enhancer Anadrolic State GT has grown exponentially in popularity in recent months. In July, Anadrolic State GT was named 2010 number one pre-workout product by BestRecovery.com, as well as nominated as best pre-workout product by Bodybuilding.com. We here at LG Science's want to give back to you, which is why, for a limited time, we will be giving customers a free 330-gram bottle of BC plus EAA hydrolyzed peptides with each purchase of of Anadrolic State GT from bodybuilding.com. That's right. Order Anadrolic State GT at bodybuilding.com now and get your free BC plus EAA. Offer only available while supplies last.
You want to train harder. You want to get stronger. Then you want results. Results from At Large Nutrition combines four proven ergogenic ingredients: CreaPure, creatine monohydrate, beta-alanine, beta-hydroxy, beta-methylbutyrate, and dextrose. Results will dramatically increase strength, promotes blistering intensity, supports huge increases in training volume, and increased lean muscle mass. And isn't that why you train in the first place? That's why the strongest men in the world depend on results. You can find results at atlargenutrition.com. Stop complaining and get results today. Go to atlargenutrition.com right now.
Iron Mag Labs makes bodybuilding supplements that really work. Check out Iron Mag Labs' new Pro Hormone 1 Andro RX, a safe yet very effective pro hormone similar to the old 1AD. Or raise your natural testosterone levels with Anabolic Matrix RX. If you're trying to build muscle, Iron Mag Labs can help. You can find all of Iron Mag Labs products at bodybuilding.com and massnutrition.com, or buy direct by visiting ironmaglabs.com today. Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest today is Joe Dowdell. He is a strength and conditioning coach for several up-and-coming MMA fighters based out of Manhattan. New York, a city so nice, they named it twice.
One other thing I wanted to make sure is if I get a couple minutes just to talk
about recovery, Joe.
And regeneration.
Okay.
So. At some point.
Well, let's just cover what is speed, strength, and strength speed, and then we'll go into recovery and regeneration.
Speed, strength would be more like along the lines of what I was talking about, that sort of power endurance. It's taking sort of a lighter to moderate weight and moving it fast for multiple repetitions.
Right.
And then to strength speed would be taking sort of a moderate to heavier weight and then moving it fast. And for not as many repetitions.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So they're sort of developing two different types of power.
So you're really supposed to be activating two different muscle fibers as well then, right? I mean, technically. Well, no, they're all fast twitch at that point in time.
They're all fast twitch.
Yeah.
It's just a different, you know, it's expressing power in a different way.
Right.
It would be like, you know, trying to push something very, very, you know, something once or twice, very fast and very hard.
Right.
Or, you know, trying to push something very fast for many, many times.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely. Very, very different results, obviously, from both of those.
What
do you want to talk about? You said regeneration and recovery.
I think a lot of times, you know, the focus becomes always on, you know, people is on, you know, the actual workouts. Well, you know, one of the most important things is that, you know, the workout takes place, but all the training effect takes place in all the time that you're not training. So during that recovery time.
Right.
And I think a lot of fighters, they train, and they don't really think about those things. You know, how important sleep is, and how important, you know, drinking water is, eating right, getting a post-workout shake in.
Right.
You know, especially some of the time when you're getting close to fight and they might have, you know, multiple sessions in a day. They might have an MMA training session in the morning and then they might have their weightlifting training session in the afternoon.
Right.
You know, the importance of that post-workout nutrition and then getting some rest so that they can train again.
Yeah, recovery comes into play in all of these, and no matter what sports discipline you're in.
Absolutely.
You can't, and you're right. I was just having a conversation with somebody the other day about this. That what happens in the gym, and you know, is probably 15 to 20% what happens outside the gym, where your body can then super compensate for the workout that you just gave it, so that next time you go into the gym, you're stronger and faster and more agile. That happens outside the gym, and that's happening. And you know, what always amazes me is the number of people who go to the gym and train really hard, and then they either don't eat enough protein, and or they don't get enough rest, and or they drink beer or wine every day, and or. And then they go and then I have a conversation with them. I mean, I was talking to a friend of mine the other day. I was at the gym and, I'm 52 years old. I look really good for 52 years old. And so.
Yeah, we were talking about that earlier.
Yeah. And so, you know, and so somebody was talking to me and like, well, you know, I work out too. And but yeah, you do, but you don't do the stuff I do outside the gym. You don't eat every 3 hours, you know, a minimum of 50 grams of protein plus healthy fats. You're not going. I go to sleep at 9 o'clock. I'm a boring guy. I'm in bed reading at 9 o'clock because I want to get my 8 plus whatever else I can get in because I want my body to grow. That's why my body's growing at night.
Oh, well, that's where all the growth is taking place. I mean, and you know, setting up that environment for proper rest is great. I mean, you know, look, not a lot of fighters, they can't afford. I mean, if they can, it's great. I have them go get soft tissue work, ART, something like that, deep tissue massage. That's great. If they can't afford that, and obviously, you know, the poor man's massage is the foam roller, and that works fantastic.
You really, you know, I hear so many things about the foam roller. You like it, huh?
Yeah, I do. You know, it's not as specific as, you know, going and getting someone, you know, doing hands-on soft tissue work.
Right.
You know, like ART or something to that effect.
Right.
You know, for guys that can't afford to go get a massage, you know, doing some foam rolling, it can, you know, has good return on the investment. It doesn't, you do it for maybe 5 or 7 minutes, and, you know, you can get on some of these trigger points. And when you're training in MMA, you're getting banged up a lot. Plus, you know, you want to keep the tissue and keep the tissue, the quality, you know, high.
Right.
And it's beneficial for that. You know, other things that are, you know, a poor man's, you know, way of recovering, Epsom salt baths.
Yeah, huh? Tell me about that. I mean, I remember we used to do that when I was a kid. If I had a body ache or something, my mom would give me an Epsom salt bath. What does it do?
Well, it's loaded with magnesium. I mean, you know, and as you probably know, by having Mike Maller on the show, we're most times very deficient in magnesium anyway.
Yeah, and you know what? That could be at the root of some of the type 2 diabetes in this country, too. So magnesium is critical for insulin to act on the cells. But go ahead. So it's high in magnesium, so you're obviously absorbing a lot of magnesium.
Yep, and you're doing it, you know, through the skin instead of through the digestive tract, which sometimes people have a hard time.
Right.
You can, you know, have some adverse effects.
Well,
and
also taking magnesium orally does not guarantee that it's going to get into the tissue, the target tissue that you want it to.
Yeah, and actually different forms of magnesium actually is better for different tissues.
Oh, really? I didn't know that one.
Yeah, I actually found that out through Charles Pollock.
Yeah, I've had him on the show. He's a great guy. So like, and he's a big believer in that topical, you know, magnesium oil.
I use that every night. Every night.
Where do you put it? You put it just anywhere?
I just put it behind. I put it behind my knees.
Uh huh.
Yeah, real thin skin there.
Right.
And so it absorbs quicker.
What have you noticed since you've been using magnesium oil?
I sleep better.
No kidding.
Yeah.
See, I take oral magnesium at night.
I
but
do.
Maybe
that as
I
well.
Should. Maybe I should be taking topical.
I do both. I take a little oral, and then I just I use some of the topical, and I sleep so much better. And obviously, when you sleep better, you know you're getting better GH release.
Healing better, recovering
yep,
better.
Definitely. And other thing is, you know, drinking water, post-workout, you know, nutrition, getting protein in there. I had them take some glutamine on my fighters. I actually also had them take, like, a green supplement.
Yeah.
And, you know, just a good.
Why do you like glutamine? I'm just curious.
It's good for the immune system. It's good for the gut. So.
But I mean, if a guy, like I eat
cheap.
I eat 300 grams, 350 grams of protein a day easily.
Yep.
Isn't my body extrapolating enough glutamine from all the protein I'm eating? I have 3 whey protein drinks a day along with whole foods, you know, the other 3 times. I mean, it's.
You know, the thing about glutamine, I mean, that's a lot of protein, so you're a big guy. You know, it's making sure if you get really good, high quality protein, if you're eating, then, you know, you're getting a good amount of glutamine. I still like the fact that glutamine is really good for the gut,
mm-hmm.
for digestion.
Yeah.
Digestion.
Yeah.
Helps repair the gut.
Good for the intestines.
Yep.
It's
an expensive supplement.
Don't you believe that it has to be taken on an empty stomach in order to be metabolized properly?
Yeah, I actually like, you know, if I'm using it for the gut, I'll take it in the morning in water, just first thing.
Right, because you don't want to stimulate digestion. So if you take it with food and your body secretes a bunch of hydrochloric acid, it kind of gets broken down right in the gut. But if you take it with just water, you kind of sneak it in and you go into the stomach. Oh, no, don't wake up. There's nothing for you to digest here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the amino acid gets absorbed into the gut.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
But there's a lot of different things for gut health. But I think a lot of people, that's a whole nother thing.
Oh, man, I went through a spell for the past year. And thank God for Dr. Peter Rouse, because for the first time in a long time, I am digesting my food properly. I'm not bloated all day long. I don't feel like the last meal I ate is still hanging.
Are you low on HCL?
He's got me taking hydrochloric acid, absolutely.
Yep.
Pretty large dose. But he's also gotten me, he gave me some powerful probiotics. He's got me taking some other things to help my immune system. And, man, I mean, you know, a lot of times we talk about this stuff and the results are subjective. You're like, oh, well, use this, use that. And people really don't want to do anything. They just, you know, I'm not sure it's going to work. I followed his direction and, I can eat 6 meals a day now and they digest, boom, they're on their way out like everything is supposed to be and everything is running. You know, I'm eating 4,000 calories a day right now.
Yeah.
And everything's going great.
If you're not digesting your food properly, you can eat as much calories as you want. You know, and it's not going to matter. You know, if you're not absorbing the nutrients, what good is it?
And see, the problem with Joe is that people, when we talk about not digesting food, most people think, well, you know, what's coming out doesn't look like what it went in, so I guess I digested it. No. There could be a lot of stuff running around your body that's actually turning into toxins because they weren't digested. Just because it came out the way it's supposed to look like when it comes out doesn't mean that you digested everything.
Yeah, when you're talking about the toxins, you know, if you're not digesting, you're creating inflammatory response.
Oh man!
And now you're not going to be able to lose body fat like you should be able to.
Right.
I think a lot of times people's fat loss is completely inhibited by like lots of underlying mechanisms, digestion, insulin resistance, all this other stuff.
Yeah.
It's not just a matter of people. A lot of times people think it's just, you know, how much you exercise and what you eat. If there's things going on beneath the surface you don't take care of, it's not going to matter.
Joe, we come to the end of the interview. Let me go ahead and plug your website again. It's joedowdell.com,
joedowdell.com. joedowdell.
I had a cough. I want to thank you for coming on the show today, man.
Hey, I appreciate it. I had a great time.
And we're going to have you back because you wrote a book on fat loss for women.
Yes, myself and Dr. Brooke Kalanick.
And we're going to do that show in a couple weeks, okay?
That'd be great.
All right,
thanks,
thanks
very
Joe.
Much.
And we'll see everybody tomorrow with another episode of Superhuman Radio.